Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Larry Hile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave May. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Wackenfuss. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rozema. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Molitor for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bando moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 0-for-2 in the game. Oglavy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez is hit by the pitch. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. There goes Trammell trying to get to second. May throws the ball into Bando, who relays the ball to Molitor, who tags Trammell for the out. It's 3-1, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May bunts towards the mound. Razima fields it and throws to first for the out. Bando moves to second. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jack Morris now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morris. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper is walked intentionally. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Molitor scores. Yount moves to third. Cooper moves to second. It's 4-1, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. Heil moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. One out. It's 6-1, Brewers. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heil moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heil scores. Ogilvie scores. It's 8-1, Brewers. Dave Tobik now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Kemp moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Brewers. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heil strikes out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Ogilvie moves to second. It's 10-1, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.